You found the right frequency. It's Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. Well, hello, I'm the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred from Radio Thrift Shop and Free Radio Skybird. Now I've created a totally different program, Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. Because we live in a stressful world, practice self-care and join us on an audio journey into the mellow.
Thank you.
with their cover version of El Condor Pasa. That's Susumu Arima and the Victor Orchestra. Before that, we heard Mr. Sid Dale with Medieval A La Mode. Rovi prior to that, a tune called Gardens from 1975. And we started off with Mr. Keith Mansfield and the Wonders of Life. Well, it's time to dust off your reel-to-reel. It's wall-to-wall mellow, ungentle on my mind. I'm going to do a set now called Magic Carpet Ride with some pop psychedelic and eastern-tinged music.
Come Saturday morning, I'm going away with my friend. Will Saturday spend till the end of the day? Just I and my friend. We'll travel for miles in our Saturday smiles, and then we'll move on. But we will remember long after Saturday's gone. Come Saturday morning, come Saturday morning, come Saturday morning, I'm going away with my friend. Will Saturday laugh more than half of the day? Just I and my friend, dressed up in our rings and our Saturday things, and then we'll move on. But we will remember long after Saturday's gone. Saturday. Just I and my friend, we travel for miles in our Saturday smile.
I'd ever get along. Yeah, but what I do know is peace is gonna come. And only when all hate is gone, I'm gonna find living in the sea. Sometime I do wonder, baby, do you ever get a little time out to think about me? And the thoughts come rolling through my mind. Hey, when I think about Saturday's child, all the good times we had, the fun times when we were running wild and high. Yeah, I'm gonna find living in the sea. Sometime I wonder, baby, girl, do you think about me? Much closer lately, giving just a little thought to those around me.
Sadhu Brand with I Give You Johnny the Truth. Before that, we heard Dion with the Dolphins from 1968 and the Sandpipers Come Saturday Morning. Well, this is the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred. You're listening to Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Jail is a pretty odd place to try to win the United States presidency from, but in 1920, that's exactly what Eugene V. Debs tried to do. After the infamous Pullman strike, which gained Debs national notoriety for his refusal to abide by a federal injunction, Debs founded the Socialist Party in the United States and made a presidential run in 1908, 1912, and 1920, the last of which was his most successful with nearly 1 million votes. He had to run from behind bars in 1920, however, because of his determined anti-war stance. During World War I, Debs was a highly visible and vocal pacifist. On June 16th of 1918, he delivered a famous anti-war speech in Canton, Ohio. He was arrested because of the speech and convicted in federal court in Cleveland, Ohio, under the wartime espionage law. As a result, Debs ran his 1920 presidential campaign from behind bars. In 1921, President Warren G. Harding pardoned Debs. Debs would spend the rest of his life trying to recover his health, which was severely battered while in prison. He still wrote numerous articles and made several speeches until, in 1926, when he was admitted to the Landwehr Sanatorium just outside of Chicago. Years ago, Debs famously declared, "I recognized my kinship with all living beings and made up my mind that I was not one bit better than the meanest on earth. I said then, and I say now, that while there is a lower class, I am in it. While there is a criminal element, I am of it. And while there is a soul in prison, I am not free." Federal prisoner number 9,653 received nearly 1 million votes for President of the United States. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
In 1963, in the White Mountains of New Hampshire, a scientist took a sample of rain, which led to a remarkable discovery. I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
It was about 100 times more acid than we expected that it should be. So that was when we discovered acid rain in North America.
Gene Likens is the founding director of the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies.
It was one of those serendipitous events that you have occasionally as a scientist where you find something interesting and you jump on it and try to find out what it's all about, and that's what we did. We had to answer questions like, how long has it been that way? Where did it come from? What is the cause of the acidity? So one of the things we did was we set up monitoring locations in some of the remotest regions of the world, remote from human activity, to try to find out what the acidity might have been like before humans polluted it, the rain and snow.
Gene Likens and his team found that the acidity of rainwater in these remote regions was much lower than the acidity of rainwater in New Hampshire.
We thought first that it might not be human activity, but then the dominant acids were sulfuric and nitric, and we found that emissions of sulfur dioxide to the atmosphere and nitrogen oxides to the atmosphere were being converted to these very strong acids, and that's what was coming down and making the rain and snow acidic. Well, humans produce a lot of sulfuric acid by generating sulfur dioxide and burning of coal primarily, but also oil, and nitrogen oxides from combustion of motor fuel in cars and buses and airplanes. So the finger quickly pointed toward humans.
But Dr. Likens and his colleagues had to prove that that was the case. We'll find out how they did that in our next program. I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
And welcome back. I'm the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred. It's Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. Thank you. from beautiful music to soothing soundtracks to magical pop, it's time to chill out in the stressful 2020s. It's not your grandfather's easy listening show. It's Gentle on My Mind with the mighty mellow DJ Fred from Radio Thrift Shop. Alessandro Alessandroni with the Sunday theme from his Panoramic Feelings LP. Before that, Avenue with a cover of Herbie Hancock's Gentle Thoughts. And we started out with Trial in Art and a tune called Drop In. Well, thank you for dropping in. This is the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred. We're chilling out with Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience.
Exploring Science and the Sea. New Zealand may be the equivalent of the Rocky Mountains, the highest part of a continent. Unlike North America, though, the rest of New Zealand's continent is hidden at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. The continent of Zealandia was first mentioned in 1995. It didn't gain wide acceptance, though, until a couple of decades later, when a paper brought together the evidence of its existence. Part of the evidence consists of rocks from the ocean floor around New Zealand. The samples consist of the same types of rock that make up Earth's continents. Such rocks are lighter than those that make up the ocean floor. Researchers also mapped the ocean contours in that part of the Pacific. They found a large feature that's thousands of feet higher than the surrounding seafloor. It covers almost 2 million square miles, about two-thirds the size of the continent that forms Australia. Finally, satellites mapped the gravitational field of that part of the world. They found that the formation around New Zealand is much thicker and less dense than the rock that makes up ocean crust. In other words, it's a piece of continental crust, like North America and the other continents. Zealandia formed about 85 million years ago when a single slab of land broke apart to make the modern-day continents. It's been pulled, twisted, and squeezed since then. Most of it has sunk beneath the waves, leaving only New Zealand and a few other islands in view, the Rocky Mountains of a submerged continent. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Thank you.
The gorgeous electric sitar sounds from Vinnie Bell, going out of my head. Well, this is the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred. You've been listening to Gentle on My Mind. That brings us to the end of this edition of Gentle on My Mind. So wherever you are, remember, be gentle with yourself, be gentle of spirit, and be gentle on your mind. Wishing you many blessings.